Breaking news.
All Americans. I'm Tom Stern. Stand by.
I'm Rich Thomason. The U.S. military has targeted terrorists in West Africa. The BBC's Neil Nunez says the commander-in-chief touting what he calls perfect numerous strikes on ISIS.
President Trump says the United States has launched deadly strikes against the Islamic State group in northwest Nigeria. Writing on social media, he said he had warned what he called the terrorist scum about targeting Christians. The U.S. Africa Command says the strikes were carried out in coordination with the Nigerian authorities, and its initial assessment is that multiple ISIS terrorists were killed in their camps. The Nigerian Foreign Minister Yusuf Tuggar told the BBC it was a joint operation that had been planned for a while.
And police in Istanbul have launched simultaneous raids at 124 locations, detaining more than 100 suspected ISIS members. Authorities say the suspects had been plotting attacks on New Year's celebrations. Southern California has been swamped by torrential rains, triggering rock, mud, and debris slides.
A San Diego man was killed by a falling tree. Farther north, a Sacramento sheriff's deputy died in what appears to be a weather-related crash. People were rescued after mud and debris rushed down a road leading to the resort town of Wrightwood, trapping people in their cars. Roads there are still covered in rocks and thick mud. With power out, a local gas station and coffee shop running on generators are serving as hubs for residents and visitors. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Winter weather advisories posted for parts of the Midwest, the Ohio Valley, and the Great Lakes. Winter storm warnings are up for parts of New York State and Pennsylvania as well. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 48 points. NASDAQ futures 5 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off chilly for your Friday morning, we are weather alert as we're tracking our next weather maker, bringing some potential freezing rain and sleet, especially Friday afternoon into the evening time. Watch for icy roads and slick sidewalks as well. We'll be drier on Saturday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
27 degrees in Perry Hall and 26 in Randallstown. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Parts of Maryland will be under a winter weather advisory today. The National Weather Service says the advisory takes effect at noon, with a chance of freezing rain, sleet, and snow through the night across central Maryland, the greater Baltimore area, and portions of the eastern shore. In western Maryland, a winter storm watch will be in effect for eastern Garrett County and western Allegheny County between 7 this morning and 1 a.m. Saturday. The Maryland State Highway Administration is urging drivers to use extra caution on the roads today. With freezing rain, sleet, and snow in the forecast, in and around central Maryland, the weather could impact the 95 corridor this afternoon. And this morning, driving could be an issue for folks heading for the western parts of the state. SHA crews will be monitoring the weather and treat the roads as needed. Icy conditions could impact travel, especially on elevated roadways like bridges, ramps, and overpasses. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 071. The Pick 4, 3866. It's 6:05 on Casey and Company.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev. one of the doctors, and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. God gave us faith, hope, and love, and the greatest is love. Amen. Good morning. My name is Jeff McDonald, president of the Patriot Club of America. Guest host this morning for Casey and Company and Sean Casey here on WCBM 680 AM and 99.9 FM for our friends in Harford County. Along with me this morning is our producer, Michelle Drosella, and Maggie Hunter on the news. Michelle will be the wonderful voice that you hear when you give us a call this morning at 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the Christmas season. Christmas did not end yesterday, so we will continue to touch on Christmas if that is your want, because this is an open show today. It's Friday, and ladies and gentlemen, whatever's on your mind is going to be on my mind as we get started over the next 3 hours to cover not only the performative drama that surrounds us every day, but what is important to you. Do you have a favorite Christmas memory? We've been talking about since Wednesday the difference between the traditional Christian hymns and the secular music. As a matter of fact, I think it was on Christmas Eve when we were playing some. Maggie Hunter and I were literally in here dancing. Bring down the disco ball, because I don't know which one it was, but we were having a good time. And we want you to have a good time with us here on the last Friday in 2025. So let's get started, shall we? We shall. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, actually, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for the light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Ladies and gentlemen, that is us, our future security. And as I just alluded, all the performative drama that's going on around us in our life, I think that the reason I read this when I have the opportunity to be on the air is this is what we must be thinking, because this, ladies and gentlemen, is the preamble to our Declaration of Independence. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your preamble to our Bill of Rights. From my perspective, these two documents are two of the greatest gifts we the people could ask for. Again, a very joyous Christmas season to you and your family. As we start this show this morning, I think it is our obligation to speak our conscience out loud. That being said, this hour, I want to hear from you again at 410-922-6680 and 800-922-6680 regarding anything you like to share, because as I alluded, this is an open show and it's Friday morning, so give us a call again at 410-922-6680. There's something I want to bring in right out of the box, because yesterday, I spent some time with my 95-year-old dad, and we were from Baltimore, and we grew up going to Oriole games and Colt games together. And the one thing that he really enjoyed, obviously, were the Colts. And then, obviously, now he enjoys the Ravens. I really don't watch it for many different reasons. But as soon as we do the weather, when I get back, we're going to talk about a little bit about the NFL from yesterday. So, the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast is it's going to be starting off chilly this Friday morning with potential freezing rain moving into the area later this afternoon and evening. Be careful of slick roads and sidewalks drying out on Saturday. So the fact is, this morning at 6:13 Eastern Standard Time, it is a beautiful morning outside. It is still, the stars were out when I left this morning, but there is no formal traffic. But as we've been alluding to all week when I've been on the air, please be careful out there. It's the Christmas season. Let someone merge in or whatever. And please keep our eyes on the road, not on the screen, because if you don't, your whole life can be turned upside down in a matter of seconds. So, getting back to the fact, and this is something that you may want to call about this morning, sports on Christmas Day. Getting back to the NFL yesterday, and what I was alluding to with my dad was he was insistent that we watch a game, and he is in a lovely facility now because he is bedridden. However, his mind is crystal clear, and he's saying to me, Jeff, why can't we watch the football game? And I said, Dad, we can't watch them because the NFL has chosen not to run them on the typical mainstream stations, I guess NBC, not stations, channel or whatever, NBC, CBS, or Fox. I don't even think ABC does football anymore. I don't know. But anyway, it's all pay for today, either Amazon or Netflix. I think those were the two that hosted yesterday. But he said, I don't understand it. Why can't we? And I said, Dad, let me see what I can do. So they have cable where he is, but he just watches all the regular channels. He watches Fox mostly, and that's a conversation for another time. But anyway, so I do have Netflix, but I didn't have my password with me. So I got a hold of my son. And he mailed me his credentials, and so we were able to get the game going. So we're watching the game on Netflix. So think about this, ladies and gentlemen. You're already paying for Netflix. So we started watching the Redskins and the Cowboys, and boom, right out of the box, we literally got in at sort of the beginning of the game. Not only are you paying to watch the game, ladies and gentlemen, on top of that, you're forced to watch commercials on Netflix. So, let's see what the fans thought about Netflix's, I guess this was their debut into the NFL. I'm not sure, Maggie, do you know?
I'm pretty sure that this is new to them.
Okay.
It's new, but yeah. They have had other football games on this year. This is new this year for them.
Okay, so 2025 is the debut for Netflix.
Yes.
Okay, good. Thank you, Michelle. All right, so NFL blasts Netflix wretched Christmas Day broadcasts. The fans' verdict is in. It appears that among the NFL's streaming partners, Netflix is by far the most unpopular. The most common complaint over this year's Christmas Day slate of games, Netflix. Second year streaming the NFL Christmas
Second.
Action
okay.
was an awkwardly timed interview of former players during the Redskins-Cowboys games. Now, I can attest to that because when we're trying to watch the game, and I love the guys. He was a great player. They're interviewing Emmitt Smith in his home. While the game's going on, and I'm saying, you know, I didn't even read this. I saw this morning at like 4 a.m. On a site, and I thought, you know what? This is something worthwhile talking about because it proves how we are being programmed. So while there is action happening on the field, the fan, who again is already paying to watch the game through Netflix, is forced to watch commercials while already paying and forced to listen to Emmitt Smith go down memory lane and what have you while the game is going on. Broadcasters Ian Eagle, say that three times, Matt Ryan and Nate Burleson hosted former Cowboy Emmitt Smith and former Redskin Clinton Portis via Zoom while the game was being played. This did not sit well with fans. So, it also is interesting, up top, hold on a minute, let's play some music, here we go, Netflix. Yeah, so in the same article, this is how crazy the media is. In the same article, they refer the Redskins as the Commanders, yet at the end of the article, they go back to the Redskins. So anyway, is that something that did you watch it out there? Do you think, as we think, that it is something that, quite frankly, the NFL is already, my God, making enough money as it is? And you know, it's interesting, Maggie, if you think about it, there was a time, and I had no idea I was going to go down the sports lane, the sports hole this morning, but Maggie, you're from Baltimore as I am.
Yes.
You remember Memorial Stadium,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Do you remember what Memorial Stadium was called?
I do not.
Okay.
I always know it as Memorial Stadium.
I'm sure that we could get some calls here this morning as to what Memorial Stadium was called from the perspective of the NFL. And I, being the recipient of my father's season tickets, remember this, and it was true. when the Colts and Orioles played at Memorial Stadium throughout the league, from visiting fans and from announcers, Memorial Stadium, and I guarantee you there's a lot of people saying this with me right now, was considered the world's largest outdoor insane asylum. And ladies and gentlemen,
I never knew this.
Did you ever go to Colt games?
I went to Orioles games. I was never a football fan until about 10 years ago. Now I'm unstoppable.
Is that right? Well, that's a conversation. Michelle, did you go to Colt games at all?
No, I did not. I was
It's because you're too young.
Yeah, my parents would go.
Okay.
Well, yeah, my brother used to go with my father.
Yeah, they can probably attest to this, and we're coming up on a break. So when we get back from the break, give us a call. Give Maggie, Michelle, and I a call this morning on WCBM 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, because we want to hear from you at 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680, as we're doing a little reminiscing in an open show on the last Friday of 2025. We will be right back, and we want to hear from you.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Welcome back to Casey and Company. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey this morning here at 680 WCBM AM and 99.9 FM for our friends in Harford County. Now, apparently there's going to be some weather later, and Maggie, we happen to have a special guest who wants to talk to us about the roads around Baltimore and the surrounding areas. So, Maggie, if you will, please take it away.
Yes, indeed. It's Charlie Gishler of Maryland State Highway Administration. How you doing this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning. So what's going on with this impending doom?
Right.
The pending doom. Here we go in Baltimore, like it doesn't snow.
Well, what I'd like to say is ice is nobody's friend.
And no.
We had our conference call and everything with the timing chart and everything. It looks like it's going to start to hit the western Maryland area probably about 7 o'clock this morning and move east. So the 95 corridor in our listening area here will probably start to feel the impacts of this storm between probably 11 and 12 noon. It's going to start as rain, so we couldn't pre-treat. That would just wash the materials off the roadway. So all of our crews will be ready, standing by, ready to go. But the pavement temperatures and the air temperatures are going to be right there, right around freezing. So that's when salt is very effective. So that's going to be the tool we use today mostly. But I just want to alert folks, if you got to travel today, of course we tell you, don't travel unless you absolutely have to. But if you do, be careful on the elevated sections of highway, bridges, ramps, overpasses. And go to our website at roads.maryland.gov. You can get access to hundreds of live traffic cameras, any incidents on the state highway system, and our storm application, which shows you where all the equipment is and where they've been for the last hour, so you can develop a good travel plan.
Charlie, thank you very much. That's great information. And, yeah, as Charlie said, if you don't have to travel once the ice starts coming down, please don't, because it's one thing to be able to navigate in snow. Ice, forget about it. It's the car takes on a life of its own.
Indeed. Yep. And I have a quick question. Is there any time estimate on when it's going to hit the greater Baltimore metro vicinity?
Probably between 11, 12 o'clock, and it's going to start as rain. Temperatures are supposed to kind of rise a little bit above freezing, but still, the pavements have been cold, so that's going to be the issue, and then the temperatures are going to slowly decrease as that storm starts to pull out. And something else, there's a wind component behind this storm, so any ice that accumulates in the tree branches, that's going to cause other issues that we'll be cognizant of, and that could create power outages, which, of course, affect our traffic signal. So if you come upon a traffic signal that's completely out or malfunctioning, all legs of the intersection must stop. That is the law.
That works. So, yeah, like Charlie Gishler says, if you absolutely have to go up, you know, obviously be careful, but otherwise, hunker down.
Great information. Charlie, thank you so much.
Yep. Happy New Year.
Very blessed and joyous Happy New Year to you as well. And again, thank you very much for taking the time this morning to give us a call, to give us this great information.
Never a problem. Take care.
Take care. Okay. So we're a little late. Do we need to do the weather? Yep. Okay. Yeah, we'll do the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. As Charlie just said, it looks like there's some precipitation coming in. Starting off chilly this morning with potential freezing rain moving into our area later this afternoon and evening. So please be careful of slick roads. Or, I mean, that's another thing, sidewalks. Be careful of sidewalks and black ice on macadam. It will be drying out tomorrow. Currently in St. Michael's on the Eastern Shore, it's 30 degrees. In Catonsville, 26 degrees. And in Cockeysville, it is 25 degrees. So I knew we would have some people up early this morning and ready to talk about the Baltimore Colts. So Joe and Glendon, good morning, Joe. Welcome to WCBM. Thank you for listening, and thank you for taking the time to give us a call this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So you want to talk about the Baltimore Colts?
Yes, you did. My first experience at a Baltimore Colt game was in 1959. At the World Championship game. I was there, I was 13, with my two brothers. And when the game ended, which the Colts won, the Baltimore Colts, or they're always the Baltimore Colts to me, the fans went on the field and tore down the goalposts. I stayed in the seats. Fortunately, my brother made sure that the three of us were safe. But that's my first experience.
All right, so hold on, Joe. So you're telling me, of the three of you, your brother was the only one with any sense?
He was the one with the most sense, yes, very much so. Yeah, and I don't know how many thousand people were on the field, but they didn't have as much sense as my brother. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Joe, that you, and stay with me here. It's interesting you brought that up because when Gary's not in today, we don't have sports today, obviously because of the Christmas holiday. But Gary and I had this conversation on Wednesday where I watched after he broadcasted it. I think Tuesday or Wednesday was the anniversary of Franco Harris's Immaculate Conception reception, excuse me. And so the thing is, if you watch that clip, you know, and there's the big controversy, did he or did he not catch it in the air? I think he did. But anyway, if you watch that clip, and that was in the 70s, immediately, since it was 5 seconds left, and obviously that reception and him and the touchdown won the game for the Steelers at the time, immediately the fans ran onto the field. And I remember as a young guy going to Colt games, you know, people would go on the, we would run on the field all the time after the game. But anyway, Joe, you'd run on the field. You're like, all right, I'm out here. Now what do I do? And then typically you just go back up. But anyway, continue with your story, Joe.
Well, that was that part of it. And now they announce at the games, if you go in the field, you're going to get arrested. They're in jail there for fans that do that stupid stuff. But, and so I was 13 at the time. When I was in high school, I had season tickets. And I had season tickets for the Baltimore Ravens for the first 25 years.
Wow.
But anyway, I still am a big fan, but I don't like the idea of the Netflix thing at all. But I do have a couple more comments.
Sure.
This is not with the Colts anymore, the sports anymore. You talk about the Patriot Club. And later on, could you explain a little bit about the Patriot Club? Because I called yesterday, but unfortunately I couldn't hear your response. Eric said that you would try to get it later in the show, but I was unable to
listen. Okay, I did, and Joe, thank you so much. And I will gladly talk about the Patriot Club later in the show. We did yesterday, but I truly appreciate your call, Joe. Wishing you a very blessed and joyous New Year, and also enjoy the balance of the Christmas season, because, ladies and gentlemen, think about it. If we had the Christmas spirit throughout the year, wow, how different would our one nation under God be? So let's try to keep that spirit going. Just because yesterday is the day that we air quote celebrate Christmas has nothing to do with having the Christmas spirit, which means Jesus is in your heart and you are in Jesus's heart. So we will be right back here on WCBM Casey and Company.
Thanks. Good morning. Here are your latest headlines. The Red Cross is assisting four Westminster residents after a Christmas morning house fire. Firefighters responded to the 600 block of Sunflower Court at around 3 a.m. Thursday morning, and although they were able to control the blaze in around 15 minutes, the house was extensively damaged. No injuries were reported as a result of the fire that caused around $250,000 in damage. Fire investigators believe the accidental fire was caused by discarded smoking material. And city police are looking for the two suspects involved in a Christmas Eve carjacking in South Baltimore. The incident happened at around 10 p.m. on Griffiths Avenue after the victim became involved in a dispute with the suspects. The victim told police the suspects pulled him out of the vehicle and assaulted him before driving away in his car. The victim was taken to a hospital for treatment of cuts and bruises. And Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown and a multi-state coalition are challenging the federal government over gender-affirming care. Earlier this month, HHS made a declaration that gave the agency power to exclude health care providers from Medicare and Medicaid if they provided gender-affirming care for adolescents. The lawsuit claims the declaration violates federal law for not going through proper procedures to make the change. Brown says healthcare decisions should be made by doctors and patients, not by politicians in Washington, threatening to destroy providers' careers and spreading fear among transgender youth and their families. And parts of Maryland will be under a winter weather advisory today. The National Weather Service says the advisory takes effect at noon. 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up, a look at the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Imagine actually feeling merry, bright, and genuinely healthy this holiday season. With Rescue, that feeling starts right now. Going on today, the Deck the Hall sale lets you save up to 78% on high-quality, research-backed natural supplements, so you can feel your best and enjoy every festive moment ahead. For over 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been the trusted wellness partner for millions of folks and their families across the country. Formulas are crafted with purity, potency, and real science behind every capsule. That's why customers rely on Rescue for their essentials. Powerful omega-3s, doctor-recommended cholesterol support, gentle but effective pain relief, advanced probiotic blends, and natural age-defying formulas to help you stay vibrant from the inside out. This season, give yourself the gift of feeling good. Stock up, save big, and step into the holidays with the confidence that comes from supplements made with integrity and backed by decades of results. Ordering is easy. Just go to res-q.com or call any Rescue product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. Again, it's 1-800-262-5483. Online at res-q.com.
6:32 on Casey and Company. Here's a look at the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off chilly for your Friday morning, we are weather alert as we're tracking our next weather maker, bringing some potential freezing rain and sleet, especially Friday afternoon into the evening time. Watch for icy roads and slick sidewalks as well. We'll be drier on Saturday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com.
No.
Back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Welcome back to Casey and Company. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey this morning here on 680 AM and 99.9 FM for our friends in Harford County. This is an open show today. Whatever is on your mind is on my mind. We are in the Christmas season. Christmas is not a day. It is a season, and we are in the season. And since this is the last day in 2025 and the last day that I will be on until I come back on New Year's Day, which I'm very much looking forward to. Anything you may want to talk to me about, as I have been guest hosting since earlier this week, I would very much enjoy hearing from you. The lovely voice that you hear when you call is our producer, Michelle Drosella. So we were talking, somehow or another, we got off on sports, even though there is no sports yesterday, but we were talking about the obviously bomb that Netflix has laid, or the egg that Netflix has laid with their covering of the NFL yesterday. And not only did you have to pay Netflix to watch the game, on top of that, you had to listen to commercials, and on top of that, you had to hear ex-players reminisce about their glory days while the bloody game was going on. So, but that being said, we also have been talking about Memorial Stadium and it being considered at the time the world's largest outdoor insane asylum, which I can attest. And we have Johnny in Hamilton this morning who wants to talk about the memorable games at Memorial Stadium. Johnny, good morning. Thank you for calling WCBM this morning, and welcome to Casey and Company.
Yeah, I'll just start kind of chronologically. The first game I remember, my father got tickets somehow, and that was Jim Brown's last game at Memorial Stadium.
Wow.
Okay? We lost, I believe it was 17-14. I remember Joe Capp, who was from the Canadian Football League, knocked us out of the playoffs. The guy couldn't even throw a spiral, 44-14. I was there at the Pittsburgh game when the plane crashed.
There's a memory. You have a great memory, Johnny. Keep going.
Okay. I was there when United and Namath hooked up after Super Bowl III that we lost. For over 600 yards, United threw like 298. Namath threw for 300 and some.
Are you doing all this by memory, or are you looking at something, reference?
Memory.
This is incredible. All right, I've got one for you. I think it was the 58 or 59 championship game that was coming down to the wire. And do you remember what happened in the control booth during that game?
The cable for the live.
I'll be damned. I did not think you'd remember that. I stumped.
I was there for the most memorable game.
Which one was that, buddy?
Buffalo versus the Colts. United is benched because they're trading them to San Diego. Marty Domrace goes down. He gets hit. And years later, Domrace admitted he's faking it. We were winning 28, I believe, to 7. And United came in through a 29-yard touchdown pass to Eddie Hinton, and flying over was the playing with the banner, United We Stand.
Incredible. Johnny, incredible. You know, it's interesting real quick before I let you go. And thank you for that walk down memory lane regarding the most memorable games at Memorial State. Now, Johnny, do you agree that Memorial Stadium was the world's largest outdoor insane asylum?
Yeah, but I got one more.
Go ahead.
Mike Curtis, a drunken fan ran on the field. I remember this. Playing against. And he knocked him out.
Yeah.
He grabbed the football.
Yes.
And he was sued civilly. And his defense was, "Your Honor, whoever gets the ball, I smear." It was thrown out of court.
That's hysterical, Johnny. Well, listen, thank you very much for the call. But before you go, it's funny because I mentioned the cable literally being knocked out because the announcer was so excited. And I don't know what we were talking about with Gary Stein, who does a great job with sports on WCBM. When I was filling in over, I think it was Thanksgiving, I don't know, but somehow or another, the Colts came up in conversation. And the fact is, he did not know or remember that, and here you are. I mean, you just did a phenomenal memory down Memorial Stadium lane. So thank you very much, Johnny. We truly appreciate that. This morning, somehow or another, we got on to Memorial Stadium because this is an open show this morning here on WCBM's Casey and Company, 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. We do want to hear from you, so please give us a call at 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. And I am going to shift gears locally because I was stunned by something that Maggie read at the bottom of the hour regarding Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown. And if you think about it, everything that's going on in Maryland, with crime, with the fact that we have, there is not one single public school in Baltimore County that is at 50% proficiency, yet Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown thinks that it makes sense to challenge the federal government over gender-affirming care. Now, this isn't gender-affirming care for adults. This is children. And I guess HHS has made a declaration that gave the agency power to exclude health care providers from Medicare and Medicaid. Well, ladies and gentlemen, who pays for Medicare and Medicaid? You and I do. The hardworking, law-abiding, tax-paying citizen. And quite frankly, if one turns 18 and at that point they think that they need to walk around in women's clothing and act like a woman, have at it. It's, you know, we have the First Amendment, as long as you're not hurting anyone. If that's what you so choose to do, no one is stopping you. But that also does not mean that the hardworking, tax-paying, law-abiding citizens of Maryland specifically and the United States in general should put one bloody penny toward it. Yet this news article states that Anthony Brown is involved with this multi-state coalition. Get a load of this. Because they want to exclude it from Medicare and Medicaid. The lawsuit claims the declaration violates federal law for not going through proper procedures to make the change. This is insane because he thinks that you and I should provide the money for, listen to this,
gender-affirming care for adolescents. It's insane. Let's go to the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We're starting off chilly this morning. Yes, it's chilly, but it's a beautiful morning out there this Friday morning with potential freezing rain moving in to our area later. So if this happens, please, please, please be careful. As Charlie Kishler said earlier when he was on the air, if you don't have to be out and about, please don't be. Obviously, be careful. Of the slick roads and sidewalks. It will be drying out tomorrow, and especially the sidewalks in the black macadam, because black ice can be treacherous. So, we're going to Bill in Owings Mills, who wants to talk about the lack of volunteer fire department personnel in Baltimore County. Again, this is an open show this morning. Bill, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Jeff. Hey, Memorial Stadium, real quick. I used to go quite a bit with my dad, and I've got a lot of great memories. And I actually took my son when he was 7 years old to see the Ravens play at Memorial Stadium. And but the one thing you haven't touched on was the mezzanine section. My father would always get tickets in the mezzanine, and you want to talk about cold. The wind would blow in one end and go right around that horseshoe, and my God, you would freeze to death.
Well, and everything, I do remember it, and that's, Bill, this is a great point, because you were surrounded by concrete and sitting on aluminum.
Yes. And I was at that game the gentleman ahead of me was talking about, where Unitas and Namath were on the field. We were sitting on the first base side, up in the upper reserves, on those old wooden planks.
Yes, had the bleachers.
Splinters. Yes. Bleachers. And my father, it was a beautiful day. It was warm. And my father looked at me and said, son, pay attention. You're seeing the best two quarterbacks that ever played the game. Now, I don't remember if it was 72 or 71 or what year it was, but I know it was Joe Namath and Johnny Unitas. And I was there with the game that Gary was talking about the other day with the Raiders. It was a Monday night football game. And two of my buddies from high school and I got seats behind home plate. And, of course, we were sitting under the booth, and Howard Cosell was up there. And you all heard the language for Howard Cosell. It was quite ripe, let's put it that way.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, Bill, it's interesting you mentioned Howard Cosell. And the one thing, I really don't watch professional sports anymore for obvious reasons. I mean, it's just the game is not the focus. But when you would listen to Howard Cosell, and I forget, he was broadcasting with someone. I'm shifting to the Orioles when they won a World Series game. And the interesting thing is, Bill, and I'd like your perspective on this, and I love the fact that so many people in Baltimore have that memory of Memorial Stadium and the Colts versus what's happening now at M&T Bank Stadium. And again, Memorial Stadium named after our veterans. But anyway, the point being is, Bill, that if you listen to the end of that World Series and Howard Cosell and his co-announcer call that game, neither of them screamed. They just talked through it. Do you like the fact that now, if there's a play unfolding, the announcers feel as though they have to scream?
No. I do not. And I don't watch that much professional sports anymore. I'm not, as you said, I'm not the biggest fan.
No.
As far as the way that the professional players act.
Yeah, exactly.
You talk about Mike Curtis talking about Johnny Unitas. If you'd have met any of these guys, I mean, we used to go over to Ordell Bracey's.
Ordell Bracey's Flaming Pit in Cockeysville.
Yeah, absolutely, we go down. I met the Iron Horse.
Bill Pellington, the Iron Horse, who also had a restaurant in Timonium.
Yeah. We went down there to get the bus to go to the Colts game, and I met Bill Pellington. He was a huge. My father was a big man, and Bill Pellington's hand swallowed my father's hand.
Huge. You know what? It's interesting. You brought up another great point. Would you let your? I don't know how old you are, but if you had children or grandchildren, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said I'm 65.
All right, I'm 65 as well. So think about it.
Would you now, if you had kids that were 12, 13 years old, because you mentioned going on the bus, would you let your kids now ride the bus to M&T Bank Stadium?
Jeff, I wouldn't let them get on the light rail to go to Hunt Valley Mall. And I live 5 miles away from it, and I'm nowhere near the light rail. But no, I mean, I'll tell you this. My son and I, when I took my son to the Ravens game, so that was 1997. And, 1997, and I drove down to Lake Montebello, parked at Lake Montebello, caught the bus into the Memorial Stadium, and I got a bus full of Eagles fans.
Uh-oh.
Playing Eagles. Yes. They scared the living crap out of my seven-year-old.
See.
We got them. We had great football seats. Upper reserve, third base side, right about the 50-yard line. And I was in amongst a bunch of Eagles fans. And we didn't even get through the first quarter. And he's like, Daddy, I want to go home.
Oh.
So I trucked him out of there. And I ended up putting him on my shoulders and carrying him from Memorial Stadium most of the way back to Lake Montebello.
Well, Bill, real quick, actually, because you said you wanted to talk about the lack of volunteer fire department, so I've got to go to a break. But this is something that's near and dear to my heart. So I'm going to put you on hold, Bill, and then when we get back from the break, Bill and I are going to talk real quick about the lack of volunteer fire department personnel in Baltimore County. This is very relevant. So we're going to go to break right now. This is Jeff McDonald sitting in for Sean Casey on Casey and Company on WCBM 680 AM and for our friends in Harford County, 99.9 FM. Ladies and gentlemen, give us a call this morning at 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. This is an open show this morning because what's on your mind is on my mind. We will be right back as we are going down memory lane.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
I invite you to join me on Thursday, February 5th at Liberatore's Intimodium for the second annual Taste of the Union. You'll enjoy a full Italian buffet, and then Sean Casey and I will dig into the issues shaping Maryland and what they mean for families, taxpayers, and local communities. If you value straightforward talk and common sense ideas, this is an evening you will not want to miss. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com. Taste of the Union is presented by the Smile Design Center and Lorien Health Services.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking at Bill and Owings Mills, and real quick before we go to the weather, Bill, I have like 30 seconds. Talk to me real quick, and I agree with you. This is very important about the lack of volunteer fire department personnel in Baltimore County.
Down at Christmas Eve, Belmont Avenue and Butler Road, they had a house fire. Your engines should have been Glendon, Butler, Chestnut Ridge. It would have been Boring, but of course Boring was closed up and now they're united with Arcadia. The first engine on the scene, from what I'm hearing, was Truck 2 out of Pikesville Paid.
Wow. What about Texas?
I don't know where those guys were. 17 wasn't there. Cockeysville wasn't there.
Lutherville?
Lutherville, nothing.
What about Long Green?
From what I understand, there was a fire up in Fallen Grove or something, or up that in Hereford County, they were over there. But the point is that Pikesville Paid
I don't even know where 56 out of Reisterstown was. Pikesville paid truck was the first engine in, and I believe the second piece of equipment in was Hampstead Squad.
Wow. So the fact is, go ahead.
People are going to die. I belong to Chestnut Ridge Volunteers. I haven't ridden in a long time because I had my hip replaced years ago and blah, blah, blah. And I'm an older guy now. But I know a little bit about what I'm talking about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to talk about that. I got to run, Bill, but thank you so much for taking the time this morning. It was
All right,
it was an absolute pleasure talking to you. Let's go to the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. So it's starting off chilly this morning. It is a beautiful morning out there. Yes, it's chilly, but there's no wind. So get out and get fresh air this Friday morning with potential freezing rain moving into our area later this afternoon and evening. So if that does happen and you don't have to go out, don't go out. Obviously, if you're going to be on the roads, please be very careful. And the sidewalks, I mean, you can move on snow. Ice is a completely different thing. There is no formal traffic this morning, but if you're out and about, keep your eye off the screen, keep your eye on the roads, because one split second can ruin your entire life. As we enjoy this, an open show on WCBM, 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Give us a call, because what's on your mind is what's on our mind here on WCBM. Steve, you want to talk about the infamous Mike Curtis hit at Memorial Stadium? Let it rip, baby.
Hey, that is correct. I was in the Polk Corral. My father was in it in the Pasadena area, and I was very, very young. And his name was Harry Roscoff, and he's since passed away. But he became like famous because of that, like a Wild Bill Hagee did with the Orioles.
Yes.
And I was at that game, and I'll never forget it.
You know, it's...
And I was very, very young.
Yeah.
And what he used to run out on the field with a trumpet. And he always had a trumpet with him. And not only that, in one championship game, when you see a guy run into the end zone, Domici, when he runs into the end zone to score the winning touchdown, the gentleman that runs out and grabs the ball is the same gentleman, Mr. Harry Roscoff.
I'll be damned. So he could be one of the patients in the world's largest outdoor insane asylum, correct? One of the patients made it from the stands to the field. But the fact is, Steve, you'll remember, fans would run on the field all the time.
Yes.
Right?
But he got two important balls. Well, I saw Mike Curtis lay him out. And then when he got that Aaron Domici touchdown, and you see, if you ever go back to the recap, you see a guy run from the end zone, grab the ball out of him. It's the same gentleman, Mr. Harry Roscoff. And his sons have all the memorabilia. He got to eat dinner with John Unitas, Art Donovan. So many of the pros got pictures with him and stuff.
That's awesome.
Just for being a wild man.
All right, Steve, hang on. Before you go, I've got... two questions for you, because I mean, I can't, Michelle, I cannot believe the incredible memory of our listeners. This is incredible. Steve, when the Colts scored a touchdown at Memorial Stadium, what would happen?
Oh, the place went nuts. We actually...
No. I know that, but what was the custom that would happen? Come on.
I guess. You know what we did? We beat Miami for the championship in that fall game. We got half the goalpost.
Well, I remember that, but remember every time the Colts would score, there was a lady on a horse that would ride around the outskirts.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I do.
And
it was a white.
Yes, and. Also, Steve, here's one other thing before I let you go. And it's funny. I wonder if anybody's going to call about Wild Bill Hagee. Who did the Colts have as their fan cheerleader?
That was Harry Roscoff.
No, but there was a guy called the Big Wheel
Remember him?
Oh, okay.
Do you remember that guy? He would do the C-O-L-T-S. He was in, like, Section 33 upstairs.
Okay, pretty much that's where Wild Bill was, in a way.
Yes, yeah, for the Oriole games. Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, listen, yeah. Steve, in Pasadena, thank you very much for taking the time this morning. I mean, these stories have been great. I'm wishing you and your family a blessed Christmas season and also a blessed and joyous 2026.
Hey, thank you so much. Great talking to you. I'm a first caller, and any more trivia stuff comes up like that, I'm a whiz at it.
Please, yeah, give us a call back. And thank you so much for taking the time to call. And again, I'm so happy that I was on the air when you called. So thank you. You take care, Steve.
Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye. All right, buddy. Bye-bye. This has been great. I mean, this was not my intent to go down memory lane with the Baltimore Colts. But like as I said, this is an open show today. So whatever on your mind is on my mind here on Casey and Company. This is Jeff McDonald sitting in for Sean Casey on WCBM. Real quick, the Patriot Club of America. You can get more information at PatriotClubUSA.com, PatriotClubUSA.com. We are an issues-driven organization. We try to stay away from politics because we believe in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I'll get back to a little bit more on the Patriot Club when we get back after the top of the hour news. So stand by for news. I am Jeff McDonald sitting in for Sean Casey. We'll be right back.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump describes them as perfect and says they were numerous. The president has announced deadly U.S. attacks on terrorists in Nigeria.
In the Christmas evening announcement, the president said he directed the military strikes against ISIS for targeting and viciously killing primarily innocent Christians. He wrote on social media that he had previously warned the terrorists there would be consequences if they did not stop the slaughtering of Christians. The military strikes came after the U.S. recently designated Nigeria a country of particular concern under the International Religious Freedom Act. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Turkish authorities have nabbed a suspected ISIS leader alleged to have been plotting New Year's attacks.
State-run Anadolu agency reported that İbrahim Burtakusin was captured in a joint operation by police and the National Intelligence Agency in Malatya in southeastern Turkey. It's believed that the suspect was in contact with many IS sympathizers in Turkey and abroad, according to the agency who spoke to security officials. Burtakusin was also looking to join ongoing fighting in conflict zones. I'm Karen Shanna.
Amid growing concern about communist China's aggressive military expansion, Japan's cabinet has approved a record defense budget for next year. Exceeding 9 trillion yen, it aims to improve response capabilities and coastal defense with cruise missiles and unmanned arsenals. Two deaths are blamed on the fierce storms that have battered California north and south. In Southern California, torrential rains have unleashed flash flooding, mud, and debris slides. A San Diego man died when he was hit by a falling tree limb. To the north, a Sacramento County sheriff's deputy was killed in a weather-related auto accident. On Wall Street, the Dow features down 101 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
So PureTalk just had their best year ever and asked me if I'd like to thank their customers on their behalf for being so awesome. I said sure. It's important to say thanks, especially this time of year, which is why, as one of their many satisfied customers, I should probably thank PureTalk first for keeping their customer service in this country and for providing hundreds of American jobs. I appreciate that. I also appreciate their Roundup program, which makes it easy to support America's Warrior Partnership and join the fight against veteran suicide. And I love that Pure Talk donated 1,000 hand-sewn Made in America flags to veterans around Independence Day. And of course, I really appreciate their generous support of my own foundation, MicroWorks, and their commitment to help us train the next generation of skilled workers. Having said all that, it's now my pleasure, on behalf of everyone at Pure Talk, to thank you sincerely for choosing to do business with an American wireless company that actually stands for something. And one more thing. Happy New Year.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off chilly for your Friday morning, we are weather alert as we're tracking our next weather maker, bringing some potential freezing rain and sleet, especially Friday afternoon into the evening time. Watch for icy roads and slick sidewalks as well. We'll be drier on Saturday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
29 degrees in Parkville, 28 in Hunt Valley. At 7:03, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Harford County Disaster Assistance and the Red Cross are assisting a Bel Air family after a Christmas Eve house fire. Firefighters responded to the 500 block of Flintlock Drive at around 6:30 Wednesday evening, where they found the fire spreading through the home. The residents were not home at the time of the fire, which appears to have been the result of an electrical issue at the base of a Christmas tree. One family dog was rescued and taken to a veterinarian. One dog died and two other dogs are missing. The home is a total loss with a damage estimate of $750,000 to the structure and its contents. And city police continue to search for the driver involved in a deadly hit-and-run crash on Tuesday night. The accident happened shortly before 10 p.m. in the 2400 block of Orleans Street, and the 21-year-old victim was taken to a hospital where he died. Investigators say the 2016 Nissan that was involved in the crash was later found unoccupied on Jefferson Street. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 071. The pick 4 was 3866. It's 7:05. More Casey and Company coming up.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company here on WCBM. This is Jeff McDonald, president of the Patriot Club of America, sitting in for Sean Casey this morning here on 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. This is an open show this morning, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever is on your mind is on our mind when you call this morning at 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. The lovely voice you hear is our producer, Michelle Drosella. So give us a call. We had some exciting Walk Down Memory Lane calls regarding the Baltimore Colts and other things regarding Baltimore in the first hour. If you're just waking up, you missed a power hour. But we want to continue in the 7 o'clock hour here on the East Coast. Also, we're heard around the world on WCBM.com. So something that's near and dear to my heart. President Trump revamps controversial H-1B outsourcing program, scraps lottery merit system. Ladies and gentlemen, the fact is, if it wasn't for the United States, we wouldn't have air conditioning back when it was invented. If it wasn't for the United States, we wouldn't have had the assembly line back then. We wouldn't have had flight. I could go on and on and on, notwithstanding the fact the Maryland legislative or the Maryland legislators in an emergency session decided it would be prudent and wise to study at the cost of more than a half a million of your hard-earned tax dollars slavery reparations. Well, recently I became fascinated by the oyster wars between Maryland and Virginia. And I am reading a wonderful book regarding said subject. And I will tell you that between the 19th and 20th centuries, in Crisfield, Oxford, I'm talking about Maryland, Crisfield, Maryland, Oxford, Maryland, Tangier Sound, Tangier Island, St. Michael's. It was the mecca of the oyster industry, with not only the oystermen and many of the air quotes oystermen were about 12 years old. The oystermen, their communities, and everything that was going on. And the other thing is, when everyone else was fighting and arguing over blacks and whites and what have you. And that's another thing I can't stand is referencing one skin pigmentation. Those in the cities or the little towns on the lower shore, the eastern lower shore that I just mentioned, Crisfield, Oxford, Tangier Island, St. Michael's, the brothers and sisters of both races worked collectively to bring the East Coast and internationally oysters. So, that being said, and they didn't care, and oh, by the way, they came from all over, because if you knew how to shuck oysters, baby, you could make a damn good living during Easter season. So, we're getting back to President Trump's revamp of the H-1B white-collar outsourcing program that has promoted cautious approval from advocates for American professionals and college graduates. It does not end H-1Bs, but it fundamentally reshapes who benefits from them. I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but I firmly believe that the United States has enough talent and our institutions, if they would go back, our institutes of higher learning, if they would go back to what their original purpose was, we wouldn't need to import anyone for H-1Bs, because we have the God-given talent right here in the United States. Employers and their lawyers, and here we've got to get the lawyers involved, of course, are expected to file lawsuits against the new rules, which somewhat shift the distribution of new H-1B workers towards employers who offer higher wages. Well, who should be in first in line for the highest wages? It should be the high school graduates. It should be the college graduates. And my God, you could buy 3 to 4 investment homes on what it costs to send a young person to college today. They should be first in line for these positions. The shift will modestly pressure companies to hire young American graduates. Ladies and gentlemen, should that not be a foregone conclusion? We're going to get back to this right after we do the weather. The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast is, it's starting off chilly this Friday morning with potential freezing rain moving into our area later this afternoon and evening. Please be careful of slick roads and sidewalks. It will be drying out overnight into Saturday. And if the freezing rain starts, if you don't have to be on the road, don't be on the road. And please, if you're walking, be very careful, not only the sidewalk, but the macadam where there's black ice. And St. Michael's, speaking of St. Michael's, in St. Michael's right now it's 30 degrees. In Catonsville, it's 26 degrees. And in Cockeysville, it's 25 degrees. So, we're in an open show this morning. I want to hear from you at 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680, because whatever is on your mind is on my mind. We're talking about these H-1B white-collar outsourcing programs, and I'm getting back to this article that I saw earlier this morning. Again, the shift will modestly pressure companies to hire young American graduates. And like I said, that should be a foregone conclusion. Who should be first in line for an American job? An American. However, so many large conglomerates and corporations have gotten away with hiring people from other countries. And we all remember what happened with Walt Disney, I don't know, what, 7-8 years ago or whatever, where they decided that they would require their employees to train their replacements. So, exempt. Okay, but including the cap exempt of, there's all these letters, the OPT and CPT work permit programs. If you happen to know what that is, give us a call here this morning at 410-922-6680. The new rule replaces the random lottery for selecting visa recipients with a process that gives greater weight to those with higher skills, says a press statement for the agency that awards visas. So here's the press release. The existing random selection processes H-1B registrations was exploited and abused by U.S. employers who were primarily seeking to import foreign workers at lower wages, as we just alluded. Then they would pay American workers. I mean, this is insane, said U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services spokesman Matthew Tregesser. The new weighted selection will better serve Congress's intent for the H-1B program and strengthen America's competitiveness by incentivizing Why do we have to incentivize American employers to hire American workers? Now I lost my place. Incentivizing American employers to petition for higher paid, higher skilled foreign workers. With these regulatory changes and others in the future, we will continue to update the H-1B program to help American businesses without allowing the abuse that was harming American workers. What do you think of that? I mean, do you think that an American worker should all automatically be first? I mean, why do we have to even have our representatives who took an oath to represent us? Why should we be forced to even deal with this? You know what? So I am going to go back real quick, Michelle.
Jeff, I was going to say, why don't we just go on merit? Why don't you just have a name and then have them give them a test or something? And just if they know their stuff, if they got good grades in college, you know, none of this stuff, race, gender, whatever, just, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's ridiculous.
Under this insanity, and the fact is that the whole DEI thing is just completely, it's destroyed our education system, it's destroyed industry. And you know what, Michelle, we'll do it right after the break. One of my favorite movies is It's a Wonderful Life. And George Bailey and A Wonderful Life, from my perspective, sums it all up. We don't have time between now and the break, but we'll go right after the break. Sums everything up when his father has died. And Mr. Potter, who quite frankly represents central government, his father dies, and they're debating in the boardroom whether or not to close the Bailey business. Or I'm sorry,
savings
building
and
savings and loan. But there's a passionate speech that George Bailey makes during that meeting that has everything to do with what the United States stands for. And when we get back from the break here in a minute, we'll go to that. But truly, do you have an opinion on this? I would think that a lot of people would. And as Michelle just said, the entire premise and foundation of our country was built upon life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that is part of American exceptionalism and what it means to be a Native American. Ladies and gentlemen, if you were born here, you are a Native American. Why? Because our founding fathers founded the United States of Americans. Were the America. Were the Indians here? Absolutely. But the Indians were part, they were tribal. They were part of tribes. They did not create the United States of America. Our wonderful founding fathers did through the American story. So, when we get back, we'll play the clip, but right now we're going to go to the break. This is Jeff McDonald sitting in for Sean Casey on Casey & Company here on WCBM 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Give us a call at 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. We will be right back.
Today, we're speaking with Gil Kuda of Aegis Capital. According to Retirement Paycheck Survey conducted online by RBC Wealth Management, published February 1st, 2024, only 53% of Americans approaching retirement understand how their assets will provide a paycheck in retirement. How may an annuity be part of a plan to generate retirement income?
An annuity may be part of a combination of investments to pay income for someone's retirement.
And how should an investor consider an annuity?
There are many options to choose from. Be aware annuities have early surrender charges and are long-term investments. Investors should take a long-term focus.
And how is the income paid?
Each annuity has certain income provisions as to when you may begin to take income. Most plans allow monthly distributions. Some contracts offer lifetime income benefits. It's important to remember that guarantees are subject to the insurer's claims paying ability.
And how may our listeners receive more information?
Simply dial 410-230-1820 to request a free information kit.
Simply dial 410-230-1820.
Securities offered through Aegis Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Guarantees are subject to the insurer's claims paying ability. Bonus credits may be offset by higher fees and reduced benefits. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investment products are not FDIC insured. They lose value and are not bank guaranteed.
This traffic report is brought to you by Jim Barbie. Since 2004, family-owned Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has delivered top diagnostics and repairs using dealer-quality parts and ASE-certified technicians that guarantee results. Call 410-335-8848 or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
I invite you to join me on Thursday, February 5th at Liberatore's in Timonium for the second annual Taste of the Union. You'll enjoy a full Italian buffet, and then Sean Casey and I will dig into the issues shaping Maryland and what they mean for families, taxpayers, and local communities. If you value straightforward talk and common sense ideas, this is an evening you will not want to miss. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com. Taste of the Union is presented by the Smile Design Center and Lorien Health Services.
Time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
The House of the Rising Sun. Welcome back To Casey and Company, I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey here on Casey and Company on WCBM 680 AM and 99.9 FM. We are all over the map this morning, ladies and gentlemen, and that is our want, because that is by design, because this is the Christmas season. Last Friday in 2025, open show here on Casey and Company. So, we were just talking about the H-1B visas and how the Trump administration is trying to revise them. But along with that, and notwithstanding the fact, the whole situation with the Somalis and the corruption there, Michelle, can we please play, as I was talking about, the cut two from It's a Wonderful Life, the boardroom speech by George Bailey?
You're thinking of this place all wrong, as if I had the money back in a safe. The money's not here. Well, your money's in Joe's house. That's right next to yours. And in the Kennedy house and Mrs. Maitland's house and 100 others. You're lending them the money to build, and then they're going to pay it back to you as best they can. Now, what are you going to do, foreclose on them?
I got $242 in here, and $242 isn't going to break anybody.
Okay, Tom. All right. Here you are. You sign this. You get your money in 60 days.
The 60 days?
Well, now, that's what you agreed to when you bought your shares.
Tom! Did you get your money?
No.
Well, I did. Old man Putter will pay 50 cents on the dollar for every share you got.
50 cents on the dollar?
Yes, cash.
Well, what do you say?
No, Tom, you have to stick to your original agreement. Now, give us 60 days on this.
Okay,
thing.
Randall.
Are you going to Potter's?
Better to get half than nothing.
That's what I
Tom! Randall, wait. Now, listen to me. I beg of you not to do this thing. If Potter gets a hold of this building and a loan, there'll never be another decent house built in this town. He's already got charge of the bank, he's got the bus line, he's got the department stores, and now he's after us. Why? Well, it's very simple. Because we're cutting in on his business, that's why. Because he wants to keep you living in his slums and paying the kind of rent he decides. Joe, you had one of those Potter houses, didn't you? Well, have you forgotten? Have you forgotten what he charged you for that broken-down shack? Here, Ed, you know, you remember last year when things weren't going so well and you couldn't make your payments? Well, you didn't lose your house, did you? You think Potter would have let you keep it? Can't you understand what's happening here? Don't you see what's happening? Potter isn't selling, Potter's buying. And why? Because we're panicky and he's not, that's why. He's picking up some bargain. Now, we can get through this thing, all right. We've got to stick together, though. We've got to have faith in each other.
But my husband hasn't worked in over a year, and I need money.
How am I going to live until the bank opens?
I got doctor bills to pay. I need cash.
I can't keep my kids on faith. I've got to have it.
How much do you need?
Hey! I got $2,000. Here's $2,000. This will tie us over to the bank reopens. All right, Tom, how much do you need?
$242.
No, Tom, just enough to tide you over until the bank reopens.
I'll take $242.
There you are.
That'll close my account.
Your account's still here. That's a loan. Okay. All right, Ed.
Well, I got $300 here, George.
All right, now, Ed, what'll it take until the bank opens? What do you need?
Well, I suppose $20?
$20. Now you're talking.
Huh.
Thanks, Ed. That's fine. All right. Now, Miss Thompson, how much do you want?
But it's your own money, George.
Never mind about that. How much do you want now?
I can get along with $20, all right.
$20, fine.
And I'll sign the paper.
You don't have to sign anything. I know. You pay when you can. That's okay. All right, Miss Davis?
Could I have $17.50?
Miss Davis, $17.50. What is this? What does this show you? First of all, just as a little FYI, that was not in the script. And Jimmy Stewart was so into that role that the when she said $17.50, when he leans in and hugs and gives her a kiss, that was spontaneous, completely spontaneous. And that's why Frank Capra chose Jimmy Stewart, because his passion and his ability to improvise when it would make a scene completely endearing. Anyway, the point being, ladies and gentlemen, the statement, Potter isn't selling, he's buying. Are we not being sold out as our one nation under God, with our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution, are we not being sold out by the one worlders? I think we are. Real quick, we've got a couple calls here. Luigi's on 7. Luigi, good morning from Easton. How are you? You want to talk about the NFL?
Yeah, good morning. I'm going to tell you some good things. You know, the players now, I don't care for them, okay? And I had my father bought me a student season ticket. He had season tickets. And there was a student season ticket then with the old Colts. It was $24 for a year. How about that?
It's interesting. My dad, Luigi, had 50-yard line seats, section 34, upstairs, first row, $10 a ticket.
That was my father. He had them all the time. You know, season tickets. And then on top of that, he was in New York when the championship game. He was there in New York.
Interesting.
And then, like, wait to hear this. I worked at Valegi's in Little Italy, okay?
Is Valegi's not there anymore, is it?
No.
No, it's only just a handful. But, God, you know, you're really going. Literally. Italy. Go ahead.
Valegi's still owns Casa di Pasta, though.
Okay, you know, go ahead.
But anyhow, when I worked down there, their coach, I used to always, usually on Sundays, I used to work the lounge. And whenever the Colts were have a home game, they used to all come in there. Don Kellett, the general manager, and Gino Marchetti, Donovan, all of them, all the players, right? And that was really great. I met them all, right?
Yep.
And then I also, here's what I was going to tell you now.
Real quick, I'm up against the clock.
All right. I was playing Pony League 1 year, 10-13, right? And guess who my coaches were?
Go ahead.
Alan Horse Amici and L.G. Dupree. How about that?
How about that? Luigi, wishing you a very blessed and joyous new year. I've got to get to the incredible, ever-evolving news with Maggie Hunter.
Well, thank you, and good morning. Indeed it is. Baltimore's spending panel will soon vote on a proposed settlement with a man wrongfully convicted and imprisoned for murder. Last year, Maryland awarded Gary Washington $3 million for the 31 years he spent in prison before being exonerated. On January 7th, the city's Board of Estimates is scheduled to vote on approving a $14 million settlement. Washington was found guilty of first-degree murder in the 1986 killing of Fahim Ali. Washington maintained his innocence from the time of his arrest. And the Budweiser Clydesdales, they're in Annapolis. The world-famous horses are part of the parade and festivities surrounding the Go Bowling Military Bowl. The parade steps off at 2:30 p.m., featuring Medal of Honor recipients, college marching bands, civic organizations, military-themed groups, color guards, and, of course, the Clydesdales. The parade will make one trip around the West Street Church Circle, Northwest Street, Calvert Street Loop, and the Clydesdales will make an additional loop so spectators can see them up close. The University of Pittsburgh and East Carolina University will battle it out at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium on Saturday. And starting today, the Baltimore City Department of Public Works will offer free Christmas tree mulching services. Residents can bring their trees to the Sisson Street residential recycling site from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. on Mondays through Saturdays until February 7th. Ornaments and tinsel should be removed, and residents should bring bags for their mulch. And parts of Maryland will be under a winter weather advisory today. The National Weather Service says the advisory takes effect at noon, with a chance of freezing rain, sleet, and snow through the night across central Maryland, the greater Baltimore area, and portions of the eastern shore. 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
It's 7:32 on Casey and Company. Here's a look at the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off chilly for your Friday morning, we are weather alert as we're tracking our next weather maker, bringing some potential freezing rain and sleet, especially Friday afternoon into the evening time. Watch for icy roads and slick sidewalks as well. We'll be drier on Saturday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com. Back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey this morning here on WCBM 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is an open show this morning. Whatever on your mind is what is on our mind. However, it is now time for listener participation as we choose your fake news. Give us a call right now at 410-922-6... I have to look at the governor on the television in here. 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680. Because if you choose the fake news, you win fabulous prizes this morning from WCBM. So give Michelle... Excuse me. Give Michelle a call now and play the game with Michelle, Maggie, and myself. We'd love to have you on the air to play Choose Your Fake News. Give us a call, 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. So, Michelle, let's do this, because this is very relevant. Let's do cut two, which is the George Bailey boardroom speech for the working family. Please, thank you.
Borrow money. What does that get us? A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class. And all because a few starry-eyed dreamers like Peter Bailey stir them up and fill their head with a lot of impossible ideas. Now, I say...
Just a minute now. Hold on, Mr. Potter. Just a minute. Now, you're right when you say my father was no businessman. I know that. Why he ever started this cheap penny-ante building alone, I'll never know, but... Neither you nor anybody else can say anything against his character, because his whole life was... Why, in the 25 years since he and Uncle Billy started this thing, he never once thought of himself. Isn't that right, Uncle Billy? He didn't save enough money to send Harry to school, let alone me. But he did help a few people get out of your slums, Mr. Potter. And what's wrong with that? But here, you're all businessmen here. Don't it make them better citizens? Doesn't it make them better customers? You said that they... What'd you say just a minute ago? They had to wait and save their money before they even thought of a decent home? Wait? Wait for what? Until their children grow up and leave them? Until they're so old and broken down that they... Do you know how long it takes a working man to save $5,000? Just remember this, Mr. Potter, that this rabble you're talking about, they do most of the working and paying and living and dying in this community. Well, is it too much to have them work and pay and live and die in a couple of decent rooms and a bath? Anyway, my father didn't think so. People were human beings to him, but to you, a warped, frustrated old man, they're cattle. Well, in my book, he died a much richer man than you'll ever be.
I'm not interested in your book. I'm talking about the building and loan.
I know very well what you're talking about. You're talking about something you can't get your fingers on, and it's galling you. That's what you're talking about, I know. Well, I've said too much. You're the board here. You do what you want with this thing. There's just one thing more, though. This town needs this measly one-horse institution, if only to have some place where people can come without crawling to Potter.
Some place to go without crawling to Potter. You know, it's interesting. That right there is a prime example of globalism versus the true American patriot. Do you consider yourself discontented, lazy, rabble? You know, there's a reason why It's a Wonderful Life was a flop. It was because Hollywood didn't like it, and it didn't like the message. As a matter of fact, at the time, there was a push for, I think, the FBI to investigate George Capra and Liberty Films because they thought that It's a Wonderful Life was putting the large banks in a bad light. What do you think about that? Now, getting back to something like that, the small businessman, let's talk about Maine suspends payments to Somali charity after $1 million in fraud uncovered by audits. Officials in Maine have suspended state Medicaid payments. Ladies and gentlemen, you pay for the state Medicaid payments to a Somali-run charity after more than $1 million in possible fraud was discovered in several audits of the charity's services. Isn't there something like this going on in good old Minnesota as well? The Maine Department of Health and Human Services, DHHS, has canceled Maine Care payments to Gateway Community Services after the audits found that the charity overbilled. Ladies and gentlemen, do you maybe run a small business or work in finance? Get a load of this. Overbilled the state for $1,680,598 from March 2021 through December 2022. Seems as though to me someone was asleep at the wheel. How do you overbill that much money and it not be found somewhere? The cash was supposedly to cover the costs. This is insane. The cash was supposedly to cover the cost of interpreting services. So we go back to George Bailey and It's a Wonderful Life, and go back to when many, many, many wonderful Americans migrated here legally. Were there any interpretation services back then? People either, as they were making their way to our one nation under God, either learned English while they were preparing to come, I mean enough to communicate, or they learned it when they got here so they could communicate to simulate into our wonderful giving society. So, the cash was supposedly to cover the cost of to Somali migrants, the Bangor Daily News reported. This same organization has been under investigation before. Gateway reportedly overbilled for more than $600,000 between, these are the wonderful Somalis that the Democrats are falling all over themselves to laud and say, oh, they're the greatest. More than $600,000 between 2015 and 2018, and is still under a cloud of suspicion for other violations found during a third state audit completed in 2026. Ladies and gentlemen, you're talking about the fraud in Maine alone of not state dollars, federal dollars of closer to 2 million than 1 million between 2015 and 2024. The suspension of funding comes on the tail of the red flags thrown up about the charity by U.S. Representative James Comer of Kentucky, the top Republican on the House Oversight Committee, who warned the U.S. Treasury welfare fraud being committed by Gateway. All right, we will get back to this after the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We are starting off chilly this morning. When I left this morning, it was a beautiful morning with potential freezing rain and moving into our area later this afternoon and evening. Please be careful out there on the roads. There is no... Oh, by the way, in St. Michael's this morning, it's 30 degrees. Catonsville's 26. Cockeysville's 26. And if you're enjoying a wonderful day on our eastern shore in Ocean City, Rehoboth, and Lewis, Delaware, it is 34. There is no formal traffic. However, if you will, please, it's the Christmas season. We're on the cusp of celebrating 2025. Be safe out there. Have the courtesy of giving someone the right of way. It's maybe 3 seconds of your life. And by God, please stay off the screen and keep your eyes on the road, because one glance at the screen can ruin potentially the rest of your life. So here we go. Choose your fake news. Maggie and Michelle, are you ready?
Yes. We're ready.
All right, here we go.
Ready.
We've got
ready.
Mason in Catonsville. Mason, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Mason, what's the weather like in Catonsville? Is it 26 there this morning?
Absolutely.
All right, baby, here we go. All right, Mason, you may or may not know how to play the game, and for our listening audience who are all sitting on the edge of their seats hoping that you win, this is how the game is played. I am going to read three stories. Two are true, one is false. Mason, you choose the false story, and you win fabulous prizes that Michelle has for you. So, Mason, would you like to go first, second, or third?
I'll go third.
You're going to go third. We're going to have Maggie go first this morning.
Oh, man.
Followed by Michelle. All right, here we go, baby. A planned Christmas Eve jazz concert at the Kennedy Center, a holiday tradition dating back for more than 20 years, has been canceled. The show's host musician, Chucky Red, says that he called off the performance in the wake of the White House announcing last week that President Donald Trump's name would be added to the facility. As of last Friday, the building facade reads the Donald J. Trump and John F. Kennedy Memorial Center for the Performing Arts. According to the White House, the president's hand-picked board approved the decision, which scholars have said violates the law. Trump had been suggesting for months he was open to changing the center's name. Story number two. Officials in Maine have suspended, we just reported on this, have suspended Medicaid payments to a Somali charity after more than $1 million in possible fraud was discovered in several audits of the charity services. The Maine Department of DHHS has canceled Maine Care payments to Gateway Community Services after the audits found that the charity overbilled the state for more than $1 million from March 2021 through December 2022. The cash was supposedly to cover interpreting services for Somali immigrants, the Mangere Daily News reported. Story number three. Three recipes that will get dinner on the table in less than 45 minutes. December seems to fly by at a record pace. In addition to the hustle and bustle of daily life, there are seasonal concerts, parties, and friends who want to connect before year's end. It's easy to give up on the dinner routine. But then a cookbook comes along, like the newest Milk Street title, Short's Recipes That Pack a Punch, which the with the promise to use the least number of ingredients in preparations for the maximum result. It's the gift you didn't know you needed, and a reminder that cooking doesn't have to be fussy. One family favorite reference is Spam in a Can on white bread with mayonnaise along with microwaved mini carrots. So there's our three stories. Is it story one? A planned Christmas Eve jazz is killed because the musician refuses to play because it's the President Donald J. Trump and John F. Kennedy Memorial Center for the Performing Arts. Story number two, the Somalis and the Medicaid fraud. Or story number three, three recipes that will get dinner on the table in less than 45 minutes. Maggie, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much. I'm saying number three is the fake.
Okay, Maggie goes with number three.
Spam, which is fake, I tell you.
Maggie goes with story number three. Michelle?
I'm going with three as well.
Michelle goes with number three. Mason in Catonsville. Hold on, drum roll. Your answer is, Mason...
I'm going with the ladies.
Yeah, he is.
Well, Mason, you are the big wiener because 90% of the story is true. However, Spam in a Can on white bread with mini carrots is fake, baby. So, Mason, you're the big winner. Do not hang up. Michelle will tell you what fabulous prizes you won this morning. And Mason, I want to thank you very much for playing this morning. And I'm wishing you and your family a very blessed and joyous Christmas season, along with a very prosperous and healthy 2026. We will go to break. We'll be right back here on Casey and Company on WCBM.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Hi, this is Mark McVeary. Living on a fixed income has never been harder, especially if you still have a mortgage payment. That's why a reverse mortgage can really help. It can eliminate that payment, pay off other debts, and put some extra tax-free cash in your pocket. When it comes to your home, local experience matters. I've been helping homeowners for over 30 years, and I know money is tight, so there's no money out of your pocket to get the money you deserve. Call 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM. Because when we stand together, we thrive together.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to Casey and Company. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey here on 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. If you have anything you'd like to talk about this morning, this is an open show. Whatever's on your mind is on my mind here this morning. So give us a call at 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. And what are your thoughts maybe on the clip that I played from It's a Wonderful Life regarding the globalists even back then versus the true American dream, which was at the time... regardless of your position in life, simply being able to purchase a home. Yet, Mr. Potter, who represented globalism, considered the hardworking, law-abiding citizens in Bedford Falls, nothing more than discontented, lazy rabble. But George Bailey, who represented the hardworking, law-abiding, tax-paying citizen, I think said it wonderfully when he said, the people that you're, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but he basically said, the people that you're causing rabble, that you're calling rabble, are the hardworking, paying, living, and dying people in our communities. And quite frankly, I think that it's a wonderful life. There's a reason why it became one of the top 10 films of all time through divine intervention, because it would have never done that if at the time whoever owned the rights to it spent $4 to continue the rights, but someone forgot about it. Therefore, it was thrown out on the open market, and anybody, any broadcasting venue could show it for free. And that's when, I think it was either in the, it was in the 70s or the early 80s, whenever it was, that's when people clamored to see It's a Wonderful Life and realize the absolute gem that it was. Let's go to the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast on the threes, starting off chilly this Friday morning, with potential freezing rain moving into our area later this afternoon and evening. Be careful of the slick roads and sidewalks. It will be drying out tomorrow. Currently in St. Michael's, it's 30. In Catonsville, it's 26. In Cockeysville, it's 26. On the Eastern Shore, if you're enjoying this Christmas holiday in Ocean City, Rehoboth, or Lewis, Delaware, it is currently 34. There is no formal traffic this morning, but what we've been saying all morning is please be careful out there. Keep your eyes on the road. Give courtesy to your fellow drivers, and let's get all to where we're supposed to be going safely, because obviously one split second can change your life, for a lifetime. Let's go to Alice in Catonsville. Good morning, Alice. Thank you very much for listening to our open show this morning here on WCBM.
Oh, it's absolutely my delight to listen to you all every morning. And
thank
I'm
you.
So grateful for you, Jeff and Michelle, who are doing such a fabulous job of filling in for Sean and or Casey and company. So you're doing a fabulous job. And I, you know, even if you have like a little, you know, foible here and there, or whatever, it's not a big deal. We don't mind. It shows you're human. And anyway, but I just, it's been wonderful to listen, especially because, you know, with the Christmas holiday music that you've been playing, and of course, excerpts from my all-time favorite movie of all time.
You and I both.
And especially those two clips, because you're right, they are so poignant. And, you know, I quote that movie a lot. There's a lot of times where, you know, I'm talking, I have the opportunity to talk to people, which is very rare, about politics or whatever, and I believe that they are leaning toward voting for someone that I believe is not the correct person to vote for, I will say, I beg of you not to do this thing, because my parents came from what is now the Czech Republic, and I can explain in very, you know, excruciating detail about how difficult it is to live under communism and socialism. I mean, it was actually called communism, but it actually never evolved to communism. It was just a form of socialism, and it is evil. It dictates to you what you can and cannot do. And anyway, so I really appreciate you playing that those clips from It's a Wonderful Life. And I do, you know, with the boardroom where he's talking about his father, you know, at least that there's one good person who's trying to fight the good fight, and we can all do that. And I've seen that even like recently, there was a big organization of people who got together in London to just, they just all gathered to sing Christmas carols in spite of, you know, the mayor of London even saying, oh, well, we're worried about how violent people can be,
it's all by design.
How Christmas carols are offensive and all this. And I think, you know what, we're just going to have to continue to defeat them with kindness and goodness and show them what the right way to live their lives are, you know, instead of the ways that are so wrong and so much mis...
They're misguided.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, it's interesting. Yes. Don't hang up, Alice, because you should be talking to people, and I'll tell you why. You're very articulate, and everything that you just spoke was the truth. We are one nation under God, which means you can come, and our Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech. And Alice, you came from the Czech Republic, and I've talked to, I know other people that have come from communism.
Well, my parents.
Oh, okay, well, close enough. So they told you the stories. But my point
so
being...
So I grew up bilingual and very aware of the good of this country and how this has always been a light to the world, and that's what the Statue of Liberty
for the world
was meant to be, for everybody to come here. That was a socialist poem.
Exactly.
But by Emma Lazarus. And, so that should never have been put at the pedestal of that.
Amen. Alice, your history is spot on. I'm up against the clock. But listen, I'm wishing you a very joyous and blessed Christmas season,
Thank you.
Healthy and prosperous 2026. Alice, I'll be back on New Year's Day.
Do me a favor. Great.
I want you to promise me this if you can. If you're around listening to Casey and Company New Year's Day, promise me you'll call me, okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. You have a wonderful day. See, that is American exceptionalism, ladies and gentlemen. Alice in Catonsville. I hope you're enjoying the show this morning. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey on Casey and Company, WCBM and WCBM.com. We will be right back after the news.
For Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump has delivered on his pledge to halt the mass slaughter of Christians by ISIS terrorists in Nigeria, and he made good his promise on Christmas Day.
They're killing record numbers of Christians in Nigeria.
President Trump in November telling reporters traveling with him aboard Air Force One.
That part of the world very bad. They're killing the Christians and killing them in very large numbers. I'm not going to allow that to happen.
In a Christmas evening post, the president announced U.S. forces had launched what he said had been a deadly strike against Islamic State forces in Nigeria. U.S. Africa Command says the strikes had been conducted at the request of Nigerian authorities, and Nigeria's foreign ministry says it cooperated with mutual respect for sovereignty and shared commitments to regional and global security. I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. and Ukrainian negotiators met on Christmas Day, continuing their work on proposals for ending the war with Russia. Ukrainian President Zelensky sounds cautiously upbeat following the talks, but there's no talk of that elusive breakthrough yet. A Russian court has sentenced prominent opposition activist Sergei Udaltsov to 6 years prison for justifying terrorism. The powerful storms that have hammered northern and southern California in recent days, bringing flooding rains, rock, mud, and debris slides, have proven deadly.
A falling tree killed a San Diego man. Farther north, a Sacramento sheriff's deputy died in what appeared to be a weather-related crash. San Bernardino County firefighters said they rescued people trapped in cars when mud and debris rushed down a road leading into Wrightwood, a resort town in the San Gabriel Mountains, about 80 miles northeast of Los Angeles.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett says snow is the issue across parts of the Midwest and the Great Lakes, the Ohio Valley, and the Northeast. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 56 points, while the Nasdaq futures are 16 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple.
To make better hearing affordable for everyone, this Christmas holiday, enjoy exclusive savings on our high-quality rechargeable hearing aids. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and shop Christmas holiday deals before they're gone at AudienHearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N Hearing.com.
This Christmas, get a bonus AI Essentials course when you enroll in any My Computer Career IT program by the end of the year. That's a $3,900 value. Attend classes online or on campus. Enjoy lifetime job placement support and IT certifications in high demand. Go to mycomputercareer.edu today and take the free career evaluation. That's mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner. Conditions apply to AI offer and financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill.
Good morning. You're listening to Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's a look at the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off chilly for your Friday morning, we are weather alert as we're tracking our next weather maker, bringing some potential freezing rain and sleet, especially Friday afternoon into the evening time. Watch for icy roads and slick sidewalks as well. We'll be drier on Saturday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
30 degrees in Edgemere, 30 in Joppatown. At 8:03, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Maryland State Highway Administration is urging drivers to use extra caution on the roads today with freezing rain, sleet, and snow in the forecast. In and around central Maryland, the weather could impact the 95 corridor this afternoon. And this morning, driving could be an issue for folks heading to the western parts of the state. SHA crews will be monitoring the weather and treat the roads as needed. Icy conditions could impact travel, especially on elevated roadways like bridges, ramps, and overpasses. The Red Cross is assisting four Westminster residents after a Christmas morning house fire. Firefighters responded to the 600 block of Sunflower Court at around 3 a.m. Thursday morning. And although they were able to control the blaze in around 15 minutes, the house was extensively damaged. No injuries were reported as a result of the fire that caused around $250,000 in damage. Fire investigators believe the accidental fire was caused by discarded smoking material. And city police are looking for the two suspects involved in a Christmas Eve carjacking in South Baltimore. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 071, the pick 4, 3866. It's 8:05. More Casey and Company coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Christ the Lord. Welcome back to the final hour on this Friday, our open show on Casey and Company. I am Jeff McDonald, president of the Patriot Club of America. If you'd like to learn more about the Patriot Club of America, you may do so by going to patriotclubusa.com. PatriotClubUSA.com. The Patriot Club of America is more of a civic-minded organization. We touch all things. We do events about four times a year, but a lot of information is there, and my contact information is there as well. So if you'd like to reach out and get a hold of us, we have had many requests about what the Patriot Club is. There you go. PatriotClubUSA.com, PatriotClubUSA.com. I am sitting in for Sean Casey this morning on Casey and Company. Welcome again to the final free-flowing hour. It's 680 AM and 99.9 FM for our friends in Harford County. I am a firm believer in our representative republic. And what does our representative republic mean? That means that if you hear my voice like Alice in Catonsville did and chose to call in right before the top of the hour, that we are collectively, we the people, are collectively in this together. This is our country. This is our government. We elect our fellow citizens to represent us in our representative republic. Every time you hear the word democracy referenced to our representative republic, if I had a chalkboard right now, I'd take my fingers and scratch it down the chalkboard, because that is what the word democracy did to our founding fathers. They despised a democracy. And that being said, with me this morning is someone who is from Baltimore County, has lived in Baltimore County all his life, right in District 42A, which, if you don't know, that's sort of northern Baltimore County, Timonium, Hunt Valley, Sparks, up through and including New Freedom and other areas up in there. And the fact is that the gentleman sitting across from me this morning, Mr. Kevin Ford, has decided to put his life on hold to run for state senator in 42A. Kevin began his love of agriculture at the age of nine years old, while working on a local horse farm. And we're going to talk about that in a couple of minutes, of what exactly Kevin did on that horse farm. His love of agriculture included an active involvement in the 4-H and learning the dairy industry. I think, if I'm not mistaken, ladies and gentlemen, the agriculture industry is still the number one industry in Maryland. Eventually, this led to the leasing of land to commence breeding cattle, raising pigs, and laying chickens. I'm going to find out how many chickens his chickens are laying right now, because it's cold. My daughter has 50 chickens. They ain't producing in the cold, ladies and gentlemen. Kevin's dream culminated in the purchase of a 60-acre farm, which he and his wife, Carrie, who's a lovely lady, I had the opportunity to meet Carrie, and their four children. Now, get a load of this. Kevin, his wife, Carrie, and their four children have operated this farm for 9 years. Today, the Ford family farm, known as Blue Star Farm, successfully operates with a dairy, beef, pork, and egg-producing operation. The farm's operation has expanded to include wholesale and retail sales, farmers market, their own arm farm market, restaurant sales, and even supplying a food truck for retail consumption. Kevin was educated at Loyola Blake Field, Virginia Military Institute, and Towson University. Kevin is also a career firefighter. Let's go to the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast before we introduce Kevin Ford. It's starting out chilly this morning. This Friday morning with potential freezing rain and moving to our area later this afternoon and this evening. Please be careful of the slick roads and sidewalks. It will be drying out tomorrow. So if you're out on the roads, there's no formal traffic this morning. But like we've been saying all morning, please take your time, be safe, and keep your eye on the road. All right. So, Kevin. Oh, right now in St. Michael's on the Eastern Shore, it's 30. Catonsville's 26. Cockeysville's checking in at 25. And if you're on at the beach, Ocean City, Rehoboth, and Lewis, Delaware are checking in at 34 degrees. So please be warm and be safe. All right, so getting back to Kevin Ford. Kevin is also a career firefighter. He has served the Baltimore County Fire Department since 2005, and after three promotions, currently serves as a fire lieutenant. Kevin also volunteers in many community organizations, including Among the Stars Foundation, as a board member of the Baltimore County Farm Bureau, board member of the Hereford Junior Farm Fair, and as a youth athletic coach. Kevin has been appointed as a board member to the Baltimore County Agriculture Advisory Board. Needless to say, ladies and gentlemen, my guest here this morning, Kevin Ford, never sleeps. Kevin, good morning. Welcome to Casey & Company, WCBM 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It is a pleasure to have you in the studio with me.
Good morning, Jeff. Thank you so much for having me. I'm looking forward to this tremendous experience. First time on the radio, so I'm going to enjoy it.
All right, real quick, Kevin. I lost track of time, and we have to right now go to, from the birthplace of the Star-Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. It's time to celebrate America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center. Today in American history, something we talked about yesterday, the Battle of Trenton, the 1776 American Revolutionary War. George Washington led U.S. troops to defeat the Haitians at the Battle of Trenton, New Jersey. 1799, George Washington is eulogized by Colonel Henry Lee as first in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of his countrymen. 1805, Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts established in Philadelphia. 1811, a theater fire in Richmond, Virginia, kills the governor of Virginia, George William Smith, and the president of the First National Bank of Virginia, Abraham Venable. 1848, the Phi Delta Theta Fraternity is founded in Miami University, Oxford, Ohio. And last but not least, in 1862, largest mass execution in U.S. history. 38 Dakota men were executed via hanging in the aftermath of the U.S.-Dakota War in Mankato, Minnesota. Ladies and... Oh, wait a minute, one more. 1862, U.S. Civil War Battle of Dumfries begins in Virginia. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a look at today's date in history for America's 250 celebration, celebrating America's 250 birthday next Independence Day of 2026. Again, Kevin, thank you very much for being here with me this morning. I truly appreciate it. So let's start with, if it's okay with you, let's start about why you chose to run for state senate.
That's a great question. So after residing here for 45 years and owning multiple businesses, one now most recent having been the farm, there's a tremendous amount of what I'll refer to as bureaucratic red tape. There's a lot of limits and restrictions that they want to impose, but then with very little explanation and or how to overcome those. One hand doesn't talk to the other between different agencies, you know, federal to state to local. It can be very, very frustrating. And in the farming and agricultural community, time is extremely valuable and it's very limited. So that's why you see a lot of farms selling, going out of business, retiring. The next generation is not picking it up. Agriculture is the number one industry. You had mentioned that a few moments ago.
In Maryland.
Correct. In Maryland, it is the number one industry, and it has been, to my knowledge, for decades, if not for,
I think,
you know,
it's probably been since
more or less forever, right?
Forever,
yeah.
Right.
So you know, there's a lot of government programs and assistance out there, but to navigate through those is, you have to have a law degree and your full time job is just navigating through those. I mean, it's not for the everyday person to just figure out. So all that being said, it just is very frustrating, and I needed to see a change, and I want to see a change. And for decades, you know, my adult life, you in the political world, in my opinion, you kind of depend on your elected officials to do what you want them to do and what we need done in our community, in our area. But at some times in my life, I feel that it's just continuing the same
bureaucracy.
Correct. And we just keep kicking the can down the road. So I'm basically at the point of frustration where I feel someone with real life experience, someone that's owned businesses, someone that has a family, someone that has faith in God in their life, is going to, you know, someone needs to step in.
Up.
And
yep.
Maybe it isn't me. I don't know, but I'm hoping it is. And I'm sure as heck going to give it a try. But like I said, this is my community, and there's a lady I work with in the fire department months ago. She
All
asked.
Right. You got to hold that thought. We're going to talk about the lady in the fire department
because
we do have to go to break here on Casey and Company on WCBM 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. I am Jeff McDonald sitting in for Sean Casey this morning on our open show. And with me is candidate for 42A State Senate, Kevin Ford. We will be right back.
You may have thousands of dollars sitting around your home that you don't realize. The American Bullion Center will buy all of your unwanted jewelry, silverware, and coins. Talk to me, Rick Davis, the owner. I'm available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let me help you turn your unwanted valuables into the cash that you can use and deserve today. Visit me at the American Bullion Center, 2334 York Road in Timonium, or call 410-825-2334. License 2528.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Join me on Thursday, February 5th at Liberatore's in Timonium for the second annual Taste of the Union. It's an evening built around good food and straightforward conversation about where Maryland is headed. You'll enjoy a full Italian buffet. Then Kim Klasick and I will walk through the issues that matter to families, taxpayers, and local businesses. If you want clear, common-sense discussion in a relaxed setting, get your tickets today at WCBM.com. Taste of the Union is presented by the Smile Design Center and Lorien Health Services.
The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to Casey and Company. I am Jeff McDonald sitting in for Sean Casey. And with me this morning is Kevin Ford, who is running for State Senate in District 42. I made the mistake. State Senate covers the entire 42A, B, and C. And here's a little education on Maryland politics. The State Senate encompasses the entire area, while there are delegates who cover 42A, 42B, and 42C. And we're going to get right back to Kevin in a minute, but first, let's do the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast on the threes. Starting off chilly this Friday morning with potential freezing rain moving into our area later this afternoon and evening. Please be careful as the roads get slick and especially the sidewalk, because you can maneuver in snow. You can't do anything in ice. Ice controls you. And if you're out on the roads, there is no formal traffic this morning. Please be careful out there. Give someone the right of way. Keep your eyes on the road versus the screen. All right, Kevin Ford, now that I clarified that, my apologies. You are running for state senate in 42. The state senate, again, encompasses the whole thing. The delegates are responsible, or we have delegates for 42 A, B, and C. So getting back to, there's something that I want to ask you. When you were a kid and you began your love of agriculture at 9, working on a local horse farm, what are some of the things that you had to do while working on a horse farm?
So that was my grandfather's place, which I'd always kicked around, you know, but I think around when I was 8, 9 years old is when it kind of clicked for me that it looks like something I would like to pursue later in life and continue pursuing it and make something of it. But, one of the things is I got a little older into the double digits and young teen years. As we all know, we're our bodies are a lot different. We're like Gumby when
yeah,
we're that
we bounce.
Young, you know?
We bounce.
And so, he was, at that point, he was in his 70s and just a beat-up old kind of farmer cowboy guy. But he still wanted to break horses, so I was the first guy on the saddle on the new horses, so I would help him break horses. I really didn't know what or why I was doing it. He just said, get on and do this, and I would do X, Y, Z, and more times than not land on my butt on the ground, but it was all well worth it.
So I have to ask you, what if there is, because we've all seen in the movies, I've never seen live a horse get broke, but we've all seen it in the movies, what's the average time to break a horse?
Oh, it varies between breeds and species. Every horse is different, you know, but
like every human being.
Correct. Yeah. I would say on average, to take your time and be patient and not rush the horse, at least a few months.
Really?
Not every day, but a few hours every day for a few months. You start with just getting them on the lead, getting them around, getting them to get comfortable with you. And you really don't start that process till they're, I would say, closer to 2 years old is better.
Okay.
You know, but you're handling them, you're around them the whole time up until that period.
So you're creating that comfort zone and
correct.
That trust, the
correct.
Trust, right?
Yeah.
So, all right, let's narrow it down. Once you finally get in the saddle, and we've all seen the John Wayne movies or whatever where that horse is having at it with the guy. Once you're in the saddle, if you think about the first time you sort of, and I've only seen it, you sort of ease into the saddle.
Yes.
From that time until the horse is broken, how long does it take?
Usually that day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That horse has trust in you.
Yes.
Faith in you.
Yes.
And understanding that you're not going to hurt it.
Correct.
See, ladies and gentlemen, this is a reason why we the people from the private sector, it is our responsibility to run for office and represent our fellow man. This doesn't happen overnight. Kevin has been in his industry since he was a kid. And I think I purposefully use the analogy, Kevin, of the horse is because it's about the trust, the comfort. And when you're easing in the saddle, he knows something's changing. And obviously he's going to initially try to buck it because he doesn't realize what's happened, but you have methodically created what I think is so lost in so many of our representatives, the trust.
Correct. Yeah. And it takes time, and I'm aware of that. But as you ease into that saddle, there's a quick little kick and look back and what the heck just came, you know, was added, what added weight just came on my back. And then as you start to move, they'll move a little bit, and then there's a few minutes into it, then there's some fight. They fight back and they want to buck and get wild. But that's simply just about trying to hold on, stay on, let them know that you're the dominant one. You're in control. But they can sense your nerves and your nervousness, and you're nervous as heck getting on that thing. I mean, you just know it may not have a great outcome. And
and if you think about the Maryland legislative right now, getting on and staying on, holy smokes. All right, so there's something that I like to talk a little bit about with you, if I may. We're going to have about a minute to talk before Maggie does the news. But his love, your love of agriculture included active involvement in the 4-H. I think every year I take my kids, well, they're adults now, but and they loved it when they were little. We would go and we would watch the rodeo. The barrel, and the girls on the horses with the barrel racing is unbelievable. They had the bull riding there, but another area that they really, really enjoyed was the 4-H area to watch the children with, you know, they take the responsibility, young kids,
yes,
of raising whatever animal they choose from birth through the 4-H and competition. Kevin, right now, if you think about District 42, how many schools now are involved with 4-H?
So, unfortunately, and not just 42, but entire Baltimore County, it's two schools continue to have an agricultural program, and that is Hereford Middle and Hereford High.
Hereford,
In the entire county.
Yes, and a lot of Baltimore County is rural. So when we get back, I'd like to touch a little bit more on 4-H with Kevin. But right now, let's see what's happening in the news with Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. City police are looking for the two suspects involved in a Christmas Eve carjacking in South Baltimore. The incident happened at around 10 p.m. on Griffiths Avenue after the victim became involved in a dispute with the suspects. The victim told police the suspects pulled him out of the vehicle and assaulted him before driving away in his car. The victim was taken to a hospital for treatments of cuts and bruises. Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown and a multi-state coalition are challenging the federal government over gender-affirming care. Earlier this month, HHS made a declaration that gave the agency power to exclude health care providers from Medicare and Medicaid if they provided gender-affirming care for adolescents. The lawsuit claims the declaration violates federal law for not going through proper procedures to make the change. Brown says healthcare decisions should be made by doctors and patients, not by politicians in Washington threatening to destroy providers' careers and spreading fear among transgender youth and their families. Harford County Disaster Assistance and the Red Cross are assisting a Bel Air family after a Christmas Eve house fire. Firefighters responded to the 500 block of Flintlock Drive at around 6:30 Wednesday evening, where they found the fire spreading through the home. The residents were not home at the time of the fire, which appears to have been the result of an electrical issue at the base of a Christmas tree. One family dog was rescued and taken to a veterinarian. One dog died, and two other dogs are missing. The home is a total loss with a damage estimate of $750,000 to the structure and its contents. City police continue to search for the driver involved in a deadly hit-and-run crash on Tuesday night. The accident happened shortly before 10 p.m. in the 2400 block of Orleans Street, and the 21-year-old victim was taken to a hospital where he died. Investigators say the 2016 Nissan that was involved in the crash was later found unoccupied on Jefferson Street. 8:31 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Hi, it's Sean Casey with Vinny Steele, CEO and broker of your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back. You know, Vinny, you've been helping families for over 22 years with your guarantees, your buyers in waiting program, and you were telling me that between now and year end is a good time to sell. Tell me, what's going on?
Sean, when it comes to timing, this market has the potential to have multiple elements of the Trump administration come together at the same time, which will benefit home sellers. In fact, we're so confident that you can get your price in this market that we will guarantee it upfront and in writing. If for some reason we don't get your price, we'll pay you the difference. Why take a chance of not selling for the most money? Lock in your price today, even if you're not thinking about selling till the winter.
Sounds like a plan. The time is now. Call or text Vinny Steele right now at 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteele.com. That's VinnySteele.com.
It's 8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's a look at the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off chilly for your Friday morning, we are weather alert as we're tracking our next weather maker, bringing some potential freezing rain and sleet, especially Friday afternoon into the evening time. Watch for icy roads and slick sidewalks as well. We'll be drier on Saturday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com. Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to Casey and Company. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey here on WCBM 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. With me this morning is Kevin Ford, businessman, father, and patriot, running for state senate. Oh, husband. Don't let me forget Carrie. Running for state senate in 42. We were talking about, Kevin, your love for agriculture and the involvement in 4-H and something. You know, there is not one school in the state of Maryland, generally speaking, and Baltimore County specifically, that is above 50% in proficiency. And I had the opportunity to go to one of the what's the power line thing called, that big controversy?
The MPRP.
MPRP. Mm-hmm. They had a town hall at Hereford High School. And I don't know what year Hereford High School was erected, but I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, when you go to some of these public high schools, you just walk away shaking your head. Hereford High School, I think if you took a photo of it when it was constructed to today, it's almost identical. It's amazing the way the community involvement has taken care of that school. So that being said, that you said it's Hereford Middle and Hereford High that are the two that still have 4-H. Kevin, what is your perspective on Maryland? You know, we just are going to spend over $500,000 on studying reparations, and I'm not even going to go down that hole. But what do you think about children, as we know so many of them are involved in the screen, spreading the 4-H program throughout the 42 district and Maryland?
So not only the experience for youth to witness and see some of this, where their food comes from, basically, let's just say that's what
that's
it is.
That's a great point.
It's unfortunate, even if up in the northern part of Baltimore County, where agriculture's all around, there's a lot of folks that have moved there from the suburbs into small little pocket communities. So they're in a rural area, but they still do not have much to very little knowledge about agriculture. So with my experience, I grew up in Lutherville, but having been involved in 4-H in my grandparents' farm, I ultimately knew I wanted to get out to a rural area and own my own place at some point. But I always think about my situation was very unique, and I was very blessed and fortunate to be able to have a suburban life and go to a prestigious high school, very fortunate and blessed. But I also had a whole other side of my life that none of my friends had. You know, I played sports just like them. But after a lacrosse game on a Saturday morning, I'd go to the farm.
Right.
I don't know what they did, but I went to the farm and did that. So it was very dynamic.
Yeah, you know what? That's a great point, and we can't bury that, because you had mentioned something at the onset of the interview about many, many third, fourth generation young people are selling the farms.
Correct.
Whereas my grandparents owned off of Rossville Boulevard. Mm-hmm. Rossville Boulevard, which was originally a dairy farm. My father had the idea of taking about 15 acres in the 60s and creating one of Maryland's first driving ranges. However, like you said, I played youth sports as well. I used to love going, because the balance of that property, it wasn't a working farm, but even though it wasn't a working farm, there was still a plethora of things that needed to be done. I loved going over there and helping my grandfather with whatever needed to be done. And I think that probably more people than not back then had some sort of experience working either on a farm as a young person in some capacity, or doing their first job might have been cutting grass or whatever, and we're not seeing that anymore.
Right. Yeah, there's an entire holistic approach to just being outside and doing hard work.
Amen.
Do hard things. It's great for your mental and physical health all
around. Mind, body, soul.
You're cutting your lawn or splitting firewood or milking cows, whatever it may be. I just love to be around animals. That's kind of my stitch. But so we have mostly my wife was the driver behind this, like she is with a lot of things with me. She's my greatest support. But
I can see that having met Terry.
Yeah. So we wanted to spread agriculture wherever we could and however we could. And she came up with an idea of having, with the layer chickens, allowing a rooster to do what a rooster needs to do to have what we would hope be fertilized eggs.
Yes.
We purchased incubators, and we reached out to a local school to see if they would be willing to allow us to put a few incubators in a few different classes. And thankfully, they said
all right,
yes.
Hold on. Elementary, middle school, or high school?
So three incubators, all lower school, so elementary and middle.
And this is in northern Baltimore County?
Central Baltimore County, yes,
okay,
sir.
Okay, go ahead.
Yep. So they allowed that, and then from that we spun into, well, we have some cows. Can we come down and can we bring a cow to your school?
So there was great interest in that.
Absolutely.
It was received enthusiastically.
Yes, yes, 100%. And we mentioned about maybe we can bring a cow down and put on a milking demonstration and speak about cows and biodiversity with the farm and so forth. And they wrapped their arms around that as well. We came down, we set a date, we put a cow in the trailer, we had a portable milking unit. We went down, we talked about dairy products and so forth, and then the kids came outside and we pulled the cow out, and they get to touch the cow, they can feed the cow, we milk the cow, we talk about the entire process. And we've done that now. This spring will be our fourth year, and we've spread into another school 2 years ago. So we have to rotate. Once the incubators are finished, we got to clean them and reset and move to another school. The other thing that the kids really look forward to is the anticipation. You know, you work on a project, right? We leave the incubators there. We explain what to be done, and they do it. And teachers update us on the egg progress and so forth. But the kids are so excited every day to come in and see if anything's hatched.
Absolutely.
And when they start to hatch, they get the, I mean, the class shuts down and everyone just hovers over the incubator and watches everything. And then any viable chicks that survive, the students, we let them keep them for anywhere 3 to 5 days, and they take care of the little chicks, and then we come gather them up.
So if you would be successful in your campaign, and I can only, I'm going to give you my opinion in a minute. Do you think, since you will be a state senator, do you think this would be a beneficial program for every school within the state of Maryland?
I do.
I do, too.
I do. It's a big reach, but I mean, I do. And whether a youth shows interest in agriculture or not, I think it's very important.
You know what? You just made a good point. Maybe said youth doesn't necessarily show interest in agriculture, but why not have all industries?
Correct.
Do some sort of on-hand vocation starting out. And you said this was a lower school?
Yes, sir.
Elementary school.
Correct.
I mean, why not? I mean, I referenced at the top of the hour the wonderful oyster community, which at one time encompassed St. Michael's, Chrisfield, Tangier Island, and Oxford, and that many, many of the oystermen were 11, 12 years old. So I got to go to the weather real quick. But when we get back, we're going to the weather. And then we've got to do the feel good news. But when we get back, we're going to talk more about that. So the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast on the threes. Starting out chilly this Friday morning with potential freezing rain moving into our area later this afternoon and evening. Please be careful of slick roads and sidewalks. It'll be drying out tomorrow, so we don't have formal traffic, as we've been saying all morning. Just take it easy out there. It's the Christmas season. Be safe. Keep your eyes on the road. And now, Michelle, can we go to the feel-good news? It's time for our feel-good news segment of the day, brought to you by Town Appliance in Owings Mills. Visit Mayor and Mayor as they welcome you into Town Appliance in Owings Mills. So, here is... During the Christmas season, holy smoke, we can all use some feel-good news. And I think I've got a beautiful feel-good news segment for my last day on the air in 2025. Christmas miracle. Texas family bringing baby home after 305 days in NICU. Christmas will be extra special this year for a Texas family who will be bringing their daughter home from the neonatal intensive care unit, NICU, after more than 300 days. Ladies and gentlemen, as we know, that's almost a year. Luis Torres and Jacqueline Pelletera will be bringing home their daughter, Kamala Pelletera, who has been in NICU since she was born at 35 weeks with KSAT News. I apologize for butchering that word. Kamala Pelletera was in the NICU at St. Luke's Baptist Hospital in San Antonio, Texas for 305 days. Kamala Pelletera was born with omophilical, a congenital defect that caused some of her internal organs to develop outside her abdomen. All right, so the bottom line is the defect caused some of her internal organs to develop outside her abdomen, according to the outlet. According to the Cleveland Clinic, this condition in which a baby's abdominal organs develop outside their belly. Babies with this condition may also have other health conditions. The surgery repairs the opening and puts the organs back in the abdomen. Every single time that I felt like it was getting rough, my dad told me, keep your faith with God, and no matter how rough it gets, she is going to be okay. Jacqueline Pelletera told the outlet. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our feel-good story of the day. A Christmas miracle, Texas family bringing home baby after 305 days in the NICU. All right, getting back to Kevin Ford this morning. Kevin, we were just talking about the artists and trades and getting them back into the school. And you said Carrie started the program with the chicks,
right? She was a big driver behind it. Okay. I never thought it would come to fruition. I figured schools would say, no, we can't have that. The disease, infection, whatever it may be. Thankfully, they embraced it, and it's expanded. This past, maybe 2 months ago, we did a third school, which was, thank goodness, was Hereford Middle. And that having been a public school,
yes.
And I mentioned moments ago about the bureaucracy of the government, I assume that was going to be a hard no. And again, we were treated with arms open. We had not only a few of the classes rotate through, but a lot of teachers came out to see what was going on. Mm-hmm. And we had adults that were not aware of a lot of the what I perceive as basic life skills.
Not anymore.
And it was kind of mind-blowing for us as well. So that's been And that makes a lot of it worth it right there to,
you know,
I have, be able to spread.
Yep. I have to ponder. I don't even know anymore. I remember going, starting in junior high, we would have various shops,
mm-hmm.
right? And we would get the exposure to woodworking, metalworking at the time, mechanical drawing and what have you. And I don't understand. I don't know why we got so far away from that. I can only speculate, but we don't have time here for that. My point, Kevin, is what else might you be involved? Because this is a great idea, and we went from not only the hatching of the chicks, but other trades. What else would be your motivations if, in fact, you were able to get elected in the state Senate?
Mm-hmm. So public safety is huge.
Huge.
Obviously, I mean, it's a no-brainer, but as you had mentioned, I'm a member of Baltimore County Fire Department, a career firefighter, Local 1311. I've been promoted to fire lieutenant.
Congratulations.
Thank you. This July will lock in 21 years for me. I had a few years of volunteer service prior to that. I don't regret any of it. It's been a tremendous experience. That having been said, those words, it's when I talk about public safety, for me, it's substantiated.
Yes.
I've done it.
Yes.
I participate.
Exactly. Hands
on. I'm there on everyone's worst day.
Yep. Hands on.
So when I speak about it, there's depth and there's knowledge and there's legitimacy to it. And it's not only in the fire department, but we need stronger police force.
Yes.
They need some of their policing rights back.
Amen.
Everything's become very, very soft. So that's a big stitch for me, too. Public safety, not just in the 42nd, but statewide and nationally, it's just become a bit of a...
I agree.
It's a strong word, but a bit of a disaster.
I agree. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I think that it'll be relevant to talk a little bit more about the fire departments, because ironically enough, we had a call in the first hour about that, and I wanted your perspective on that. This is Jeff McDonald sitting in for Sean Casey on Casey and Company here at 680 AM 99.9 FM in Harford County, and we will be right back after these wonderful commercials.
A pension is everything in retirement. A game changer, as they say.
Touchdown!
Why? Because a pension guarantees your income for the rest of your life, no matter what happens or how long you live. All of your bills, all of your monthly expenses covered. That's the difference between people who truly enjoy retirement and those that stress and worry about what's happening in the world. Now, I know what you're thinking. I never worked for the government, and my company never offered me a pension. Well, good news. I'm talking about private pensions called annuities, and anyone over the age of 60 is eligible.
Incredible!
We can quickly and easily tell you exactly what your guaranteed lifetime monthly income will be with just a simple phone call. Imagine the peace of mind that comes with a guaranteed paycheck every single month for the rest of your life.
Mega win!
Find out your guaranteed lifetime monthly income. There's no obligation. Call Adam Waske, 877-817-2338. That's 877-817-2338.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos, and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
Rob Carson Show.
Trump administration's the new corridors for next year for this 250th anniversary of the country. Here's what they're going to feature, and it's going to cause the left's head to explode. The Pilgrims and the Mayflower on one of them. George Washington and the Revolutionary War. The Treasury Department is considering a $1 coin for the 250th anniversary of America with Donald Trump on both sides. Oh, hell yeah.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back to Casey and Company. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey on 680 AM WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Welcome to our last show of the year. I'm so glad that you're joining us this morning. In the studio with me is Kevin Ford, running for State Senate in 42. Before we get back to Kevin, let's do our last Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast on the threes. It's starting off chilly this Friday morning with potential freezing rain moving into our area later this afternoon and evening. Please be careful out there as the roads will be slick and the sidewalks will be slicker. So, and it will be drying out tomorrow. There is no formal traffic this morning, but just please be safe out there. Keep your eyes on the road. All right, Kevin. Something that I want to touch on, time is flying by so quickly, is Blue Star Farm operates dairy and beef. So much has been in the news today about beef, where it comes from, the cost, so on and so forth. Can you please, as an expert, enlighten our listeners on beef?
So the first recommendation I would have in this tumultuous beef industry time would be to get to know, buy local, and get to know your farmer. There's a lot of farms in this area, even small ones, big ones, that are selling direct right off the farm. You can pre-order, you can walk into their on-the-farm markets, get to know your farmer, get to know their operation, and that money stream. When you purchase direct from the farmer, it goes right back to the farmer and his operation. When you purchase from the grocery store, as we know with all retail products, there's a tremendous amount of what we'll refer to as middlemen.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe 30 cents on the dollar gets back to the rancher, to the farmer.
Maybe that's part of the reason so many of these farms are simply being sold off. So there's something else. And we got to, keep moving because of time. But I feel this is very important. It used to be buy organic, mm-hmm. but you and I were talking about regenerative farming.
Yes.
Can you please touch on that?
Sure. So the organic and regenerative are very similar. I feel like organic, when that came about, it became novelized, and then it became monetized, and now it's to the point where you have to fill out, again, tremendous amounts of paperwork or get permitted. It could be up to a 3-year process.
3 years?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it could be up to a 3-year process. 1 year to transition animals from non-organic to organic, and 3 years for your pastures and fields. And all the while, you're documenting everything and having regular meetings with folks from the USDA. So, again, the USDA, federal agency, they got involved. The system became monetized. And I feel my personal feeling is that it's sort of lost its steam. So what folks refer to as the new latest and greatest thing is regenerative farming. And oddly enough, regenerative farming is farming. It's what it is.
True.
It's what's been around for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
It's farming. It's basically, to wrap it up in a few words, it's taking care of your ecosystem. From limited to no use of herbicides and pesticides to rotating your animals through the fields. Different animals have different, we'll say, droppings that they provide fertilizer. They're fertilizers. So a cow versus a chicken versus a pig, they all provide different nutrients and bacteria and so forth back into the soil. So that's the big, big driver in regenerative farming, is soil health, soil life, which then leads into better groundwater, better, less erosion, which means better surface water.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's the way farming was done prior to, I don't know if I'm allowed to say certain brands, but chemical manufacturers and so forth.
Yeah, let's just leave it at that. Yeah. Chemical. It's interesting because probably people are saying, well, how in the world do you farm without pesticides and all that?
Sure.
And you had explained to me, and if you can quickly touch on exactly how you do that.
Mm-hmm. So it takes time. My farm, when we purchased it, it was a conventional type of farm. It was mostly crops. and they did it like everyone else. They used sprays and herbicides and pesticides and so forth. So it takes time. And in this day and age, a lot of people have lost patience. They don't have patience. They want everything now.
Yep.
So you've got to maintain patience, stay the course, set a plan, and follow the plan. And like we said before, we're going on 9 years, I think, right now, just about 9 years, and we're still every year making progress.
All right, real quick, how do people learn more about Kevin Ford?
Farmer or future senator?
Future senator, state senator.
Yeah, so www.friendsofkevinford.com is the website. There's a bio on there and links to donate and so forth. I started to touch on a little bit ago about a woman that I work with in the fire department.
We got
to
stop. We're out of time. So real quick, the website.
Yeah, friendsofkevinford.com.
All right, this is a representative Republican. Kevin is a husband, father, fireman, and businessman. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all very much for listening today. I truly hope you enjoyed the show, our guest Kevin Ford, and the valuable information we shared. Michelle, thank you very much for producing. Maggie, great job with the news, as always. May God bless you, and remember, the greatest gift from God is grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Thanks again, and never forget, the truth has no agenda, and rebellion to tyranny is obedience to God.